Tell me what made you happy about what you saw out of the Lakers last night, aside from the obvious, the win.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the fight. I think there was, you know, there's points in the game where things just weren't going their way, but they continued to fight. I think they're, you know, the loss that they had in game three, there just wasn't any fight. And I think you can, maybe I sound like a coach when I say this, but you can deal with mistakes as long as they're mistakes made at full speed. And I think I saw that from the Lakers. I think they made mistakes. They turned the ball over still a lot, especially early in the game, but they played like they wanted to win. I don't know how much of that had to do with LeBron's text before the game or whatever, but they had a sense of urgency, and I appreciate that from a team perspective. Also, the fact that, you know, LeBron finished and AD finished with the numbers that they did, but for most of that game, the team carried the effort. I mean, it wasn't like LeBron and AD were scoring all the points. I know LeBron or AD's started the game, you know, sometimes with the first 11 points or things like that. It was a pretty much joint effort to stay in the ball game, and then in the second half, there were points where LeBron and AD took over individually. But I think it was good to see the team actually step up. Guys like KCP make big shots, and Kuzma and Morris, guys contribute at different points. So it was a real team effort for that win.
I like when these stories work out, like, you know, connecting the nap to a rising and sending out the text, and, you know, then you win. But the text from LeBron only said must win. Like, imagine if you had done that every time in your senior year at quarterback at UNLV, like, you guys may have won 10 or 11 games. You just weren't texting the right thing to the team.
Yeah, I mean, you. I wonder if you would get numb to it if it was every game. I think if it was just the only game, you know, like, if you, okay, like, guys wake up to the alert from their nap and they see must win from, here we go again, must win. Every game's must win with this guy. But I think if it's, you know, from LeBron at this point, the one of the only guys who's, not one of the only guys, one of the leaders who's been there before, leading some people that haven't, with, you know, some key contributors like KCP, Kuzma, AD, who haven't been here before, for LeBron to say something like, you know, this is a must win, I think that would give you some urgency. I'm sure LeBron hasn't said this is a must win very often to the guy. So I think if it's, you know, an isolated must win text, it might go a long way.
Let's talk UNLV football first with some of the lighter stuff, although apparently this is really important. The uniforms. We have some new uniform looks. Can you tell the audience about what you're seeing?
Oh, it's everything, Steve. Oh, the uniforms matter the most in college football. It is the only thing that matters, okay? Never mind the playbook. Never mind, you know, the wins and losses. It's the uniforms. If you look good doing what you're doing, people will not care about the result. No, in all seriousness, the uniforms are great, though. They're fantastic. And I've been surprised by them going with new uniforms again. It wasn't that long ago that UNLV rolled out to new uniforms recently. So maybe it's just that I'm used to, you know, the uniforms that I played in, which were nowhere near as awesome as the ones that just got unveiled. But the first indication that I had was watching some of the practice reel that they were rolling out, and the helmets were the first thing that popped out. I mean, right now the practice gear looks better than what I played in at UNLV. So, but I saw the helmet, and I said, yeah, that looks different. Maybe they're up to something. And then, sure enough, they roll out these new uniforms, and a bit of a surprise. I'm sure they wouldn't have rolled these uniforms out had the season not be reannounced. So this is something that, obviously, you know, getting the uniforms designed has been in the works for a while. But I'm not sure if they would have released these new uniforms and made a big deal about them before if the season wasn't, you know, going to be going on this year. I think we probably would have waited until 2021 to get this kind of reveal. But awesome reveal. I think it does go a long way towards getting people excited about it. You see some recruits that have yet to come to campus tweeting, retweeting the video of the reveal and getting excited about coming to wear those uniforms. So it does play a factor, but it's not the end of the world if your team doesn't have great uniforms. Just proud to be a part of the community that has a cool team to look at least.